Welcome back. You're here with Dan Faisal. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Gosh, my voice has been rough the entire week.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
It's all that yakking and talking you've been doing.
Maybe it is. You know, let's do some talking about technology, because one of the things that we consistently have conversations with in the health bucket is around the quality of care that people want and the quality of life that they want as they, you know, move through retirement and get a little bit older. And we've done tons of interviews with the Canadian Medical Association, in various groups. And listen, I think there's a problem, right? We've got this demographic that's aging, and the healthcare system is under pressure with what's coming. And technology is likely a big part of the overall solution to improve that quality of care and quality of life.
Absolutely. I think it's very important that we start to investigate, understand, and see what else is out there beyond just your conventional visit to the doctor's
office. You bet. And I think we're sort of committed to doing over time a series of these to try to find the technology that's going to help people improve that quality. And we've got Shanil Gunasekera, who's a founder and the chief executive of eTreat MD, a technology company that we're interested in. Shanil, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about your company, eTreat MD, and the application it's come up with. But why don't you, I'm interested in your story. You've come up with an application to try to help people, particularly in this case with arthritis. But give us the backstory. How did you get to this point with this company?
Sure, I'd be happy to. And, you know, as always with projects like this, it's, you know, both professional and personal. On the personal side, it's one of those things where I've personally lived with chronic back pain for a long time.
Yep.
My co-founder, Nick McKinnon, he's lived with hand arthritis for a long time. So we both experienced the struggles related to finding the right treatment or therapy for our issues, with trying to get better answers about why our conditions aren't improving, and just general frustration, you know, with the lack of help and tools. That's what motivated us to think about unique ways we could leverage things like smartphones, you know, to help people self-manage these problems.
Okay, so this comes from personal experience with yourself. So now this led you to create the Live with Arthritis Plus app. Tell us a little bit about what this is.
So simply what we're doing is we're trying to turn your smartphone into a medical device. And at the heart of our app, we use this very novel medical imaging technique that essentially takes pictures of your body. And with those pictures, we have like this automatic algorithm that detects joints that show some of those symptoms like swelling, angular deviation, or enlargement. And then we create a report of accurate measurements of these physical symptoms. So what we're trying to do is essentially just create a snapshot of what your condition looks like at any given time. Think of it as like a simpler, more symptomatically meaningful form of x-rays or MRIs for arthritis. And what we're trying to do there is then also kind of pair it with a pain management tool, you know, where you can talk about the pain you're feeling, what your different aspects of your lifestyle, you know, what you ate that day, what activities you did. And we're just trying to create a holistic profile so that you can find out what's offering effective relief, which is really important, but also what compounds pain so that you can avoid activities and lifestyle around things like that. We're just trying to demystify this whole thing while living with it.
I'm going to call it a tricorder. You got the beginning of a tricorder. I love it. Are you a Star Trek fan by any chance?
Unfortunately, not so much.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You guys aren't nearly nerdy enough.
He's talking about taking pictures of himself with a medical device. You're on Star Trek. I'm thinking this is a different type of selfie.
This is Star Trek happening.
It's a selfie, okay? It's a selfie.
So let's go.
What are you talking about, Dave?
It is.
Okay.
Shanil, let's go back for a second here. Sorry to take you off on that tangent. Here, you know, I suspect that some of this has to do with the fact that patients aren't particularly good at helping doctors understand sort of what they're doing and their medical conditions and giving good information that doctors can use to help improve treatment. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, and it's, you know, it's tremendously difficult, right, in the way we interact with the healthcare system right now, because you don't always get to see your doctor when you're struggling. You get to see them when there's an availability. And, you know, sometimes you have months and months of experience you need to be able to fit into a conversation in limited time. So what they're trying to do is really be able to identify those times where you had flare-ups or you had good days, and then be able to either communicate that in person or have your doctor be able to access that through an online platform. So just, it's, again, just trying to assist in that aspect. And yeah, it's just extremely challenging just to go on memory for anyone, really.
Yeah.
And right now, if I remember correctly, there's about 50 doctors and other healthcare professionals that are using versions of this app in Canada?
Yes, we have a wide variety of people. A lot of it is right now in a very clinical controlled setting where they're recruiting patients that would specifically be interested in this. We are still learning a lot about what patients need and how we can help patients, because from a clinical setting, it's very kind of cut and dry in terms of the data you need to make treatment decisions. But how can you help patients get to a better, you know, have better routines in their life and do better things? It's a constant learning progress. So we've worked with a lot of interesting people, plenty of clinicians, and also a lot of foundations. AgeWell, they are like Canada's, like one of Canada's like largest technology and aging networks. Simon Fraser University, Dr. Diane Romala there. It's been interesting. And what I like about it is there's been genuine interest around how to deliver, you know, the best level of personal care to people suffering with things like arthritis. And it's great as a technology company to see that, because it's not like we are coming out and saying there's something wrong with the way you run things, you need to fix it. It's more like we need to collaborate on coming up with technology that works on both sides of the spectrum, the healthcare professionals and the patients.
Mm-hmm. So, Chanel, right now, can people download the app and start using it, or is it still in a closed setting, or where are we in that
situation?
Well,
we made it publicly available. So if you search on the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, you can search for Live With Arthritis and you find it.
Okay.
What I would encourage is for people to reach out to us at eTreatMD.com, because we are always looking for people to be part of some of our specific pilot programs and focus groups. We are, as with any early stage project, we've discovered that there's like plenty of room to improve. So we are really keen to hear from people.
That's fantastic.
We have hundreds of people using the app at this point. So on a daily basis, sometimes. So it's good to know how people feel about it.
Now, one more time with that website, if somebody wants to become part of the project.
Yeah, eTreatMD.com.
Okay, eTreatMD.com. That's terrific. Chanel, we'll have to leave it there. I want to thank you for your time, for educating us about this, and for the work that you and your team are doing.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. We've been joined by Chanel Gunasekera, founder and chief executive of eTreatMD. And if you do have arthritis and you want to be part of this program, go to eTreatMD.com. I think he said
.com.
Yeah. Or you can just get the app for free, but it would be great to provide them that information so they can continue to approve it. You can get Live With Arthritis at App Store. Technology, again, we started this segment talking about technology in general. This is specific to arthritis, right? There's all kinds of stuff, but Faisal, there is no question that with this demographic, as it ages, as people, you know, get arthritis and get Alzheimer's and get all these things that we talk about, right?
Yep.
That technology is going to be one of the ways that we can leverage through this.
Absolutely. And if there's any place that you can look at, do some research on what's happening in Japan as an example. Here's a nice little fact that came out this week. In Japan, they sell more adult diapers than they do baby diapers. It's an aging demographic.
Sure it is. Yeah,
and they have an immigration restriction, so they have to resort to technology to help the aging population.
Yep.
You want to see some of the great technology coming out of Japan, this is the kind of stuff that they're talking about, that they want to use universally. That's exactly what is happening here in Canada with our aging demographic.
Yep.
It's funny how it all comes out of British Columbia, because all the retirees go there. So it's perfect. That's how that kind of stuff is happening.
Well, listen, British Columbia is going to face some problems, right? Because people like
they
to, from Alberta as an example, go retire there, right?
Yeah.
So that aging population tends to leave places like Alberta and go to BC.
Yeah, they East Coast or West Coast, so they're going to head out that way for sure. So very interesting. And we're going to talk about healthcare and how it's important to protect yourself from the future financial costs that may be incurred as you go through retirement. We're going to talk about that and bulletproofing your retirement income on Tuesday, February 19th at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Now, our 7 p.m. session is fully booked, but you can join us for our 8:30 session by going to morethanmoneyradio.com to register or giving us a call at 966-8400.
Want some simple tax strategies to reduce your tax load in 2019? Stick around for that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.